You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. My name is Emeka, your host, and I'll be interviewing a variety of professionals in the real estate industry to help you get 1% better to your goal of buying your next real estate investment. My goal this podcast is to show the world that people like you and me can build wealth through real estate. Today, we have just me. It's just me today. And today, I'll be going over how hard it is to get into a deal. And how hard it is only depends on how you see it. So I'm going to go over of how I got my first single family home. So quick, long story short to how we even got to the point of getting into real estate. I was the first one to graduate in my family. And, you know, I grew up struggling. You know, I didn't have money, didn't have much at all. Right. And I knew that it wasn't necessarily a way that I wanted to live. But, you know, they taught me, you know, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get good grades, get a career, work for 40 to 50 to 60 years, and then retire and then have fun, right? So I got to college, got the degree, and I got the full-time job. I got the career. It was a great, great company, paint company, Fortune 250, and they treated me well. But what I realized was there wasn't really time for much fun. Right. So I was working, you know, a minimum of 44 hours a week. Some people are like, oh my gosh, you know, 44, that's nothing. I work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I don't care, quite frankly. It was a lot for me. And there wasn't real time for anything else. So you're telling me that we're supposed to work, you know, 40 plus hours a week for 40 plus years for somebody else, making them more money. And then if we want to get sick or have a mental break or take more time off than the 2 weeks that they typically allow, we're going to have to ask permission. And if we ask too much, then, you know, now we're thinking about, oh, how do they think about us? Are they going to fire me? You know, I don't have any more sick. And it just wasn't a life I wanted to live. So I quickly realized that I needed to find another way to get another stream of income. So I went to YouTube within the first couple of months of me getting my job after college, Googled side hustles, or stumbled upon real estate. You know, it was Graham Stephen, there was Pockets, of course, there was Meet Kevin. I was listening to all the podcasts from Bigger Pockets. I was watching all the videos from Meet Kevin and Graham Stephen, and I think Max Maxwell as well. And, you know, I found that real estate was me. That was going to be the way I got rich and make $10,000 of cash flow a month, quit my job, and so be it. It was a 10-year goal. I made that goal, I believe my 10-year goal then it would be like 2031, 2032 or something like that. So we're still in the goal. We'll see how the pace is going so far, but how hard is it to get in a deal? So let's talk about single family. Single family, the barriers to entry are very, very low. There's a lot of people doing it with low barriers to entry. There's going to be a lot of competition. But with a lot of competition, I mean, there's millions of houses, right? There will always be something to buy. So when it comes to a single family home, it wasn't really hard to get into. So I saved up for about a year. I saved up about 20-ish thousand. I was in Texas at the time. I actually went under contract for a house and I went under contract for a house in Texas, a suburb of Austin. It was in Jill, Texas, right? Suburb of Austin is closer to Round Rock or Georgetown, Texas, if you're familiar with it for all my Texas peeps. But It wasn't hard at all. All I had to do was have good credit and have money for the down payment. After that, it was a piece of cake. It was an A-class property. What an A-class property is basically a property that's turnkey. There's nothing to fix. Everything's ready to go. It's already rented. That was the property I was going for. It was new build, actually. So I went under contract, signed the papers. Everything was good. I was ready to go. Boom. Got a new job in Kansas City, right? That's where my girlfriend was at the time. Now wife, if she's listening, but back that I got chicken feet. I got scared. I should have kept it. I should have kept it. I wish I would have kept my properties, but once I got the new job in Kansas City, I canceled that contract because I still had time to move out there, and I already had the 20,000 saved. So I found a realtor through BiggerPockets. I literally, like, no exaggeration, I went to BiggerPockets.com, typed in the city, typed in the realtors. I think I called two. I went with the first one I liked. I did not do much vetting. I did get lucky because he was a good realtor, but I didn't do much vetting. I was studying for a year, right? And I was sick of it. And analysis paralysis is a real thing. So found him. We ended up finding a listing on Zillow. I made an offer, I won the offer, and then the rest was history. That was my start. I'm gonna go in a little bit more details about that single family home. It was a great property. It was a great property, Raytown, Missouri. It was probably, like, I would say a B class area, right next to a school, about 5 to 10 minutes away from the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium and the Royal Stadium, Kansas City Royals. And it treated me well. I tried to be a good steward. I tried to do affordable housing, and that's what I went for. The tenant ended up lying to me, and I kept getting late rents. The lesson there is, anytime you're going to do affordable housing, whenever you're working with the housing authority, make sure that everything is confirmed for the year. Because what this housing authority did is they covered the first 3 months while the application is in process. And while it's in process, nothing is guaranteed. And I got this tenant when it was in process, but I did not know nothing was guaranteed. The only thing that was guaranteed was the first 3 months. So she was able to live the first 3 months rent-free. The rest, the housing authority stopped. I almost pooped my pants, right? All of a sudden we had late payments, late fees, and I just didn't know. I didn't want to do that. I didn't know I need to stick with it. So I stuck with it. There was some pain, but the You could I could have also got a, I could have also got a property manager. There was no reason why I couldn't have got one. I wanted to experience it myself, and I recommend everyone be their own property manager at least one time, because then exactly what the common maintenance things are based off the build of your house. At a B class property, wasn't a bad house, a little bit older house, but it was a nice house. And you get to understand, what things cost whenever you're asking for subs, plumbers, any handyman. Whenever you're asking for any of them to quote you, exactly what it costs because you are the property manager. Now, whenever you do hire a property manager and they try to tell you to replace a toilet, it's maybe $300, $400. Well, right off the bat, they need to get rid of them, stay far away as possible. Because a toilet you can get, $99 at Home Depot, right? And then the install, you're gonna have to pay for labor, maybe a little bit of gas it takes to get there. People are gonna try to get their margins, but you shouldn't be paying, $400, $500. That makes absolutely no sense. But if you're just getting into it and you don't question things or you don't do it yourself, you need to figure out a way to understand what's going on. So, how hard was it to get in this deal? It wasn't hard to get in the deal at all, and the deal wasn't hard itself. It's just a matter of what you define as hard. So, from the task that I had to do owning this property, it was a BRRRR. So, I bought it, rehabbed it, rented it out, refinanced it, and called it a day, right? And then I eventually sold it, but I had it for about a year or so. Throughout the time I was managing with the tenant in there, after it was fixed up, there wasn't much to really do. I would periodically go once or twice a month, randomly check on the property, make sure there's nothing crazy going on. The craziest thing that truly happened was the housing authority issue, as well as I found one day I stopped by and there was a bunch of random cars in the lawn. And we're the only house with a bunch of lawns. So we don't want to stand out. We don't want any questions from the city, the county, the police. We don't want any questions from anybody. I don't want any complaints. Complaints comes with headaches, and we don't like headaches. So I told the tenant, hey, make sure that the people staying in the house, their names are on the lease, and make sure that, there's no people parking in the grass, making a disturbance of the neighborhood. And honestly, that's really it. And that's why I don't really understand why some people are so afraid to get into real estate. People think they're going to lose. No matter what you get into, you may lose, you may win. Everyone in real estate typically has lost some money. They've typically won a lot more money than they lost. So why not get into it? When it comes to the rehabs themselves, they weren't hard at all either, right? The hardest thing to do is find the right contractor, right? That was hard. What did I do? All I did was, number one, who do you know and who knows you? Reach out to everyone that you know who's either accepted a property, a realtor, Google a realtor. Most people in this industry knows a guy who knows a guy, right? So ask your network first before trying to find someone new, random, with no references. After that, I highly recommend trying to vet as many as possible. Some people say, two to three. I don't believe that's enough. I say you need at least five to 10. It's not hard. It's just a matter of doing it, right? To pick up the phone and dial a number doesn't take much time. To go on your computer, Google Handyman, to Google Contractors, it's not hard. We all know what we need to do. We just got to do it. And that's why real estate typically isn't hard. It's just finding the time and finding the willingness to do something that you typically don't want to do. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. You can get somebody else to do it. You can get somebody else to pay for it. But real estate is truly a way for your future. So for this deal, I ended up selling it. I ended up selling the house. I ended up using the proceeds for this house to go into the next house. And the next house I still have today, which I'll go over on maybe another episode. But for this quick episode, I just want to talk about how hard it was, a little bit about my first deal, and a little bit of insights. And at the end of each podcast, I give you three actionable steps that you can do today to get 1% closer to your goal. And I'll still do that. I'll still do that. So number one, getting into real estate, single family homes is not hard. People might think I'm crazy, but it's not hard. So step one is get a realtor. I'm gonna make multiple steps in step one. Get a realtor. Ask that realtor if they have any handyman. And if they don't have a handyman, ask who they know that may have a handyman, right? And start networking. Networking is gonna be a common theme throughout my entire podcast land. Step two, find a house that you like, that you can tour, make an offer, find any house. It can be your own house. And get a handyman to come out and give you a quote. And then once you get that quote, get another handyman to give you another quote. Handyman, contract, whatever you want. And then compare the two quotes. And then get a third handyman, three specifically, and compare all the quotes. I told you I like 5 to 10, but this is just for practice. You don't need that much. And see an itemized list of what they need to do and determine why things cost this much, and then divide it by the square footage of whatever you want them to quote. This is a lot, absolutely. I want you to bring somebody up there and spend, just disturb your time to give you a quote. Well, how bad do you want to truly know real estate? This is something quick, actionable that you can do where it takes actual steps, talking to real people, where you're able to actually get an idea of the things it costs to come out with. And then whenever they come out, you can also tell them, hey, I'm a real estate investor. I'm getting into real estate and I plan on buying houses. And after houses, I plan on buying multifamily. And the next thing you know, they're going to be a little bit nicer to you because they're going to want that future business. But you're going to have to sound like you truly know what you're talking about. Step three is reach out to me. Reach out to me. My email is ameka@gabanaequity.com. Shoot me an email. Ask me any questions. I'm here to help you in any way I can. I can give advice, tips, anything at all, and I can truly help you try to, I will be able to guide you towards the right path that I feel is best for you to go. Because no matter what any of my guests say, no matter what I say, the way you do things will be different. So what I can do is help you guide a way to get to your first deal, multifamily or single family, and make sure it's the right way for you. Until next time, see you later.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.